Thanks for making us part of your morning. It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly.
What would you do if your ex-wife was trying to set you up on a date with another woman? Hayden, why don't you tell Houston your story?
My ex-wife and I, we've been divorced for about 7 years now, but we're still pretty good friends. You know, we got a kid and everything, and she's now married to a woman, and that's cool. I mean, I'm cool, whatever you want to do, as long as you're not hurting anybody. But I went over there to pick up my little boy, and she starts talking about this amazing woman that she wants to set me up with and kept telling me how great she is and how much we have in common, and it's just weird for me. I feel it's just weird, you know, to have my ex-wife set me up on a date, right? Like, maybe she knows me even better than I know myself at times, but I just feel like it's kind of strange.
I mean, Hayden, you got to think she knew you well enough to marry you.
Yeah.
She thinks highly enough of you to set you up with someone
after
you guys got divorced.
Yeah, that's just a weird situation to be in, though.
But like, you know, because she's married to another woman, it's not like it was you, Hayden.
She must know the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. What was her reasoning behind this?
Well, I mean, she's just telling me how great this girl is, and you're going to love her, and it's perfect. I just want what's best for you. I don't know. It just, to me, it feels weird, and I don't know, like, if it did work out, would I still be, like, beholden to her for this? It's just really weird.
Hang on a second. So what you're saying is that you could turn your back on Cupid and fate, that just because you're meeting this woman through a little bit of a non-conventional way.
Oh, stop it. This is weird as anything. This is so weird.
Isn't that weird?
I want to hear from the person that's all trying to make this happen.
Yeah. What's your wife's name? Or ex-wife. Sorry. That was awkward.
Melanie.
Do you think Melanie would let us give her a call right now so we can get to the bottom of this?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it just got messy. Oh,
don't ask for permission.
Oh,
ask for forgiveness later. Just do it.
Oh,
just call her.
Hayden, what's the number? Hayden, what's her number? All right, hang on a second, Hayden. Hang on. All right, let's see if she answers. Hang on. Ring in. That's a good sign.
Hello?
Hey, is this Melanie?
This is.
Melanie, the ex-wife of Hayden?
Speaking.
Hey, it's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5.
Oh, no way. Love you guys. That's so cool. What are you calling for?
Your husband called us this morning.
Ex-husband.
Jeez, that's twice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, your ex-husband called us this morning and said that you are trying to set him up.
Yes, I am. I'm so surprised Hayden would call.
Well, hang on a second. We got him on the phone, too. Hayden. Say hi to your ex-wife.
Hey, Melanie.
Dude. Wait, let's tell the situation. I have this great girl, and she loves the Texan. She loves water, everything he loves, spending time outdoors. I want him to be happy. So I thought, let's just try and set him up.
All right. First of all, it doesn't sound like a very high bar. They both love water.
Yeah.
We all love it, because otherwise we die of dehydration.
He likes all, you know, we just want a perfect match.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend all day skiing and jet skiing and watching football, but she does.
This is already weird, because it's like, you're describing her, but it's like, but not to make myself, you know, kind of, not to make me sound like I'm less. It's like, even the description, it gets a little weird here.
Well, I'm happy, and I want him to be happy, so I'm trying.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Come on, folks.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I understand that it could be a little awkward later when people are like, how did you guys meet? And be like, my ex-wife, who's married to a woman, set us up, but it totes worked out.
Actually, that's a great story.
Yeah, I mean, but whatever. You want him to be happy.
I do. Hayden, you do too. Come on. You should give her a chance.
I mean, I appreciate that. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the whole thing.
Hayden, will you make us a deal?
Sure.
Make us a deal. If we open it up to Houston right now and we let them vote, if they agree that it's a great idea for you to go out with your ex-wife's potential suitor for you, will you promise that you'll go on the date?
You know what, Houston, I know you got my back. I will agree.
You have to agree, Melanie, that if Houston decides that this is totes awkward, you have to tell this woman, like, I can't set you up and we have to not try this again.
Okay, I pinky swear.
Aaron, should Hayden go out on the date?
I think so, and I have a relatively unconventional reason as to why, and that's because my best friend is married to my ex, not my ex-husband, but the last man I dated before I met my husband.
Because why, Aaron? Because Cupid's crazy and Cupid's not perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't always know who or you know how you're going to meet that person. My husband's mother married her ex-boyfriend's not wife, ex-husband.
Yeah, you're so mad.
You can't even describe it.
It is so strange.
Carrie, should Hayden go on the date?
Absolutely, he should go on the date. And this is why I feel this way. My mom set my dad up with his wife.
What? All right. Cupid's crazy, folks. Cupid's crazy.
And they've been married for over 30 years.
Are they happy?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, they better be.
One third of this show doesn't like to judge your love. The other two.
I'm judging it all day.
Ashley, what do you think? Should Hayden go on the date?
Oh, yeah. My dad's ex-wife set up my mom and dad. My parents got set up. Yeah, so anyways.
Anyways.